forest. Savage, wrath and stern. Which in the every thought renews the fear. So bitter it is, and death is little more. But of the good to treat, which there I found, speak will I of the other things I saw. I cannot well repeat how there I entered. So full was I of slumber at the moment in which I was abandoned. In a true way, for after I have reached, and I saw and I felt, at that point I knew the valley was terminated, which had with consternation pierced my heart. Although upward I looked, and I beheld my shoulders. Vested already with the planet's rays, which letteth o'er the night by day. Then was the fear a little quieted that in my heart's lake had endured throughout the night. Oh no, the night which I had passed so piteously. And even as he who disturbed my slumber with distressful breath, turns to the water, perilous in gaze. And so did my soul, that still was fleeing onward, turn itself to re-behold the past, which never, never yet a living person left. After my weary body I had rested, the way resumed I on this desert snow. So that the firm but ever was the lower and lower and lower amongst the ice of birth.